Dopamine swipe, dopamine, dopamine swipe. Followers, likes, double tap. Now they control your life. Control
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the 817 podcast. And this is a special one. This is our 1 year anniversary of the pod.
That's what I'm talking about. We did it, man.
We have really a two-part or two-piece anniversary episode. So between this week and next week, we reached out to people on social media that are listeners and asked them to come on and talk about how they heard about the podcast and what gets them excited about Fort Worth. So this week and next week, we will have those interviews and conversations, and we're looking forward to getting to talk to a lot of you about what makes you excited about the city.
Yeah, and also, you know, this is kind of good because as me and you talked about earlier, there is nothing, absolutely nothing relevant going on in our papers these days, which is very unfortunate because
there's a lot going on. I mean, we're about to pass like a $900 million budget for this year, and there's nothing. I mean, the front pages of the Star Telegram this week are, I mean, there's not a peep about that. And it was the same with the CCPD. Like, where's the Star Telegram, like the longstanding most read publication in the city, with nothing to engage people on these topics?
Very small town newspaper vibes.
Yes.
Like, I opened up one of the papers and I thought I was back in Wichita Falls because they were literally talking about Wichita Falls Hotter in Hell 100 going on this weekend, which I went back up for to see, not actually ride because I don't do those things. That's too much work, but to go see my dad and everybody else ride. And here's the thing, that is just the craziest, like, that's the front story. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, which, like, that's a cool, like, yeah, that's a fun story to read, but
when you got it's not what's going
front,
on.
Yeah, it's not front page of the Star
Above
Telegram.
The fold.
Yeah, when we've got that budget that's going to pass, a $1.5 billion bond that Fort Worth ISD needs to, that the school board needs to get the word out about. Like, there are things happening, and we wonder why people aren't engaged when it comes to these types of discussions, and it's because it's being buried.
Yeah.
And I mean, the Fort Worth Report's top article right now is about the Fort Worth Way, and we're kind of seeing how the Fort Worth Way plays out right now.
Yeah, and you know, I don't, like what we kind of said off the pod, I don't give too much of this to the Fort Worth Report because they're so small and they're just starting out, so they got to swing, you know.
Yeah, there's only so much bandwidth that, you know, a few people have it, and they're putting together really exciting and fun content.
Yeah, yeah. But but I do, and I think the Fort Worth Way, that, I mean, I forget who it was in the report. I don't know how to say, I think she's a part of the board of the school board or something like that. Paz. I don't know how to say her name. But she was talking about the Fort Worth Way.
Oh, Ashley.
Yeah. And, she says, we're just going to bury the things that are embarrassing to the city, and we're going to instead have a sense of artificial harmony. I read that part and I was like, that is what got us excited, me excited about starting the pod, because we just needed to create more combustion, more friction to have real conversations.
Yeah, I can feel Emily Ferris, like wringing her hands over that, that quote. And like she has said, you know, this city council, hopefully with all of the new blood on it, we get away from these 9-0 unanimous votes just to avoid discussion or avoid conflict, and we actually force ourselves to engage on things. So that's a really interesting piece that's up on the Fort Worth Report right now. Not necessarily something new, but something that is always worth bringing up and talking about, especially in relation to what we hope and try to highlight week to week on here.
What was cool about Ashley's her kind of testimonial there, she talked about how she actually thought the Fort Worth Way was good when initially like living and being a part of Fort Worth, like, oh, be in harmony, not getting into discussions, not having conflict. She's like, I thought that was what's good for Fort Worth. And she's like, as we get older, it was a cool story. Cause I think that's a lot of kind of maybe the awakening or the perspective shift that's happening in Fort Worth. It's like, wait, that is what Betsy Price molded and created a culture for a decade of, this is how we play here, but it's for the power at guards sit on the back. So I'm just excited to talk to some fans of the pod and get that they're thinking through their own way as well.
Yeah. So one person that was supposed to interview today had to drop out, but she sent us an email with some thoughts. And so EJ is going to read that from them real quick.
Amanda, this is what she wrote us, which I thought was super awesome. Made me inspired to continue to go. Thank you for the opportunity today. Unfortunately, I have to go into the office this afternoon, which runs through the available interview times. Just wanted to say that I've really enjoyed the show. I started listening to y'all after you interviewed a couple of my friends, Tara Wilson and Jennifer Trevino. I enjoyed your perspectives throughout the election cycle and often caught myself talking back to the radio. Dr. Ferris was a welcomed addition to a couple of your shows. Also, I love the interview with Smooth Vega. Made me cry with his story. Keep up the conversations. Your podcast makes my Monday commute so much easier. Amanda, this is for you. Thank you for being a listener. And maybe one day we get to connect. And thank you for that awesome email.
Yeah. Smooth's interview made us cry too.
Yeah. And I think that's what's cool about our pod though, right? It's like, she liked the political stuff, but then like we threw a little like underground in there, like people who are doing amazing things in a different way. And it is odd how we've created this interesting podcast where like we got rap music starting at the beginning. We're throwing air horns. We got music people. And then we got council people all in our pod. So I think it's really fun. It's been fun, man, to create this odd little magic of a pod with you.
Yeah, it really has. I've always enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to our listeners.
So I'm Brad Freeman. I actually moved here to Fort Worth last January.
Okay.
So all excited to be in a metro area for the first time, and then COVID. So like I'm still kind of brand new because this is probably the closest to meeting new people since I moved here. I might be exaggerating a little bit, but as you do, the first thing I found when I moved here was a good coffee shop, and that was Black Coffee over by Wesleyan. And I saw on Instagram they posted about you guys because like episode, I actually just looked back so I would know, it was like episode 3.
Wow.
You guys interviewed Mia, the owner there. So I saw that as like, I'm new in this area. Let's listen to a podcast that I can learn some more about that. I was able to just kind of jump in with you guys. And like I said, I grew up in New Hampshire, and then I was in Virginia for 4 years. But my parents have lived here for probably almost a decade now. So my wife and I just wanted to, you know, be close to one of our sets of parents, and a job opened up here for me. And so here we are. And in trying to plug myself in, I guess, to the community, I found 817 Pod. And that's been exactly what it's been for me, is a way to learn about what's going on and find out more about the community. And I love that it started for me, at least, because you guys interviewed Mia, a coffee shop owner.
Yeah. I would love to know, like, how has it been trying to build community, see Fort Worth in the pandemic? I mean, I think a lot of people are moving to Fort Worth. And so you're a great example of someone who's touched down in a city that has potential, and, you know, you want to raise your family or your wife and grow. Like, how's it been?
It's been interesting. again, mostly because of the pandemic, like all the things you would do to meet people. Well, let's be honest, they're still happening because it's Texas and we don't care about the pandemic. But a lot of it's stuff that I haven't got involved in yet. And so, you know, we all had hopes for this fall and now Delta, so who knows? But it's, you know, we met a few friends right before kind of all of this happened. So we've got some people in the area. I have some siblings who have lived here and haven't. And so they've sort of moved in and out of the area. But I'm really looking forward to getting involved in sports, concerts once those start happening again, and just try to meet more of the community. Kind of a sad partial answer, I guess, but I think just with where things have been at for the last year, that's kind of the best that there can be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. What's something that you have experienced about Fort Worth that you've loved? And then what are you looking forward to in the city?
So I grew up, let's see, a couple hours, I think, away from Boston. Okay. So I was in New Hampshire, but, you know, you jump the state border. So for me, you know, going to the big city was Boston, and heading down to see the aquarium or the zoo or concerts a lot of times were, you know, a couple hours away from me. So it's been really cool. You know, I'm from New England. I'm a Red Sox fan. My dad texted me a couple of months ago and was like, oh, hey, Red Sox are in town tonight. I'm like, wait, oh, I missed that. And so it's 8 minutes to his house where I left my car, and he dropped me and my wife off at the stadium. So it's cool living close to that. In Fort Worth itself, if you haven't discovered the water gardens yet, go check them out. They are so cool. Just a little concrete oasis in the middle of the more urban area of Fort Worth. Obviously Black Coffee. I've got to shout them out. I'm going to head there after.
How'd you, there's people who claim they're cool in Fort Worth and they still haven't been to Black Coffee. How'd you find?
Then they're not cool.
How'd you find Black Coffee? I mean, there's, you know, a high coffee per capita in Fort Worth. How'd you find Black Coffee?
It was an article online. I think it was a list of Black owned businesses in the area. And it had a good enough review that I was like, well, I got to check it out. And then one cup of coffee later, I'm there every week or so picking up, some freshly roasted beans and then usually a iced coffee for myself as well. So cool. I'm there pretty frequently.
That's awesome.
Let's see, the West 7th area, I'll say I've discovered as well. I know maybe that's a little basic of me to say, but Blackland Distillery makes some incredible whiskey. Doc's Records is there. I love vinyls. That's always a fun place to be. And 30 in Vine, if you haven't found that yet, it's a good place to learn about wine. They put a lot of different things on tap. It's a pretty cool system they have there.
Yeah, it is cool. I enjoy the experience when we have guests, people not from Fort Worth, you know, to go there and do that.
You get a good view of downtown from there too, because you're not like right in everything, but you're able to kind of see it. You can kind of wander through that area if you want to. It's a good, like you said, it's a good way to visit the area.
Yeah. So what is a topic of Fort Worth that you keep your eye on? You know, I mean, we talk about a lot of different things. We talk about business. We talk about politics. We talk about growth, real estate. What's kind of something in your lane that you're keeping your eye on about Fort Worth, and anything you can be, you know, provide value or a different perspective?
Okay. Something I've tried to really start focusing on is the city budget, with honestly how big Fort Worth is, but again, it still has that small town mentality. A lot of things fly under the radar. And then specifically for me lately, how that impacts the school districts. Not a parent yet, but hopefully that's soon. And so we've just been renting since we moved here. We hope to buy a place soon if the craziness of the housing market ever comes down a little bit. We'll attempt that. But obviously trying to figure out just the weird, complex nature of, you've got the regular school district and charter schools, and what's the difference and where is funding going, and trying to sort through that and make, well, one, good decisions for my kids, but two, how are we actually investing in the whole community and not just trying to, you know, get what's mine and make sure my kids are good and not worry about the entire community that we're living in.
Yeah. Definitely a big conversation. I think in Fort Worth, as you know, I think we're all probably similar in age and as we grow and make those decisions as we get older.
Yeah. We were literally just talking before you came on about how the budget process is happening. And we've gone a week in the Star Telegram without like a mention of it and just like what's above the fold and not giving the attention to something like that that needs it. So we definitely agree with you.
it's shocking how easily it flies under the radar. I mean, just local politics in general, city and county both, but the budget in particular. I was talking with my dad about it the other day, and he's like, oh, well, X number of dollars is like, that's way too big for a city budget anyway. Like, why is Fort Worth spending so much? And I'm like, you know, it's larger than Atlanta, which I absolutely stole from you guys. I had no idea about that, but I pretended I knew. And he kind of gave me this look like, oh, I had no idea. Like, yeah, like this is a big area. We're just not acting like it.
Yeah.
But off the record, I love the podcast. I really appreciated it. Thanks for making it, guys.
Awesome, yeah, brother.
Thank you for listening. Looking forward to connecting again. How'd you hear about us? What do you like about the podcast? And what are some things that are exciting to you about Fort Worth?
Okay, how did I hear about the podcast? So I heard about you guys actually from a coworker who was listening to you all. I guess she maybe heard about it from somebody else. But anyway, she listened to one of the interviews, and I can't remember what interview she was listening to, but it was talking about the growth. And this had to be last year. So while we were all stuck at home, so I think we all discovered new podcasts and things to listen to. But last year. So I guess she was listening last year as you all were discussing the growth and just how great it is, and then, you know, kind of a gift and a curse all at the same time. And thought it was interesting, some of the things that I guess some of the data and some data points and things that you all were discussing. And we actually all work at the city of Fort Worth, so we're employees for the city. And it was some things that I guess we have not discussed. So she thought it was interesting to send the group the link to the podcast for us to listen to it. We have a African-American leadership, women's leadership group that it's not necessarily sponsored by the city or anything like that. It's just a bunch of Black women that got together, professional women, and we just formed a leadership group. And so we discussed a variety of different topics about our city, about work, you know, really everything under the sun. And so your podcast is one of the things we decided to discuss at our leadership meeting. So that's how I heard about you guys. And then also how I started discussing some of the content, obviously, that you all were producing. And then we got hot and heavy into the political season with the mayor's race and our council. And well, we all know how that turned out. But anyway, that's probably one of the things that I enjoyed about the podcast the most, because it definitely sparked discussions that I believe need to be had in the city, especially from different groups that don't always have these discussions, I guess, at the level that you all are having them. And we were not exploring them to that level. And it's just a different day and time, different level of engagement. Different people are getting involved and speaking up. And so you all seem to have a lot of those folks on your show. So that's what I enjoy about it. Kind of bringing, it's not necessarily new or fresh viewpoints, but just bringing them to the forefront. I think people have been having these conversations, but privately, and obviously you all with the podcast are making them very public. So.
Awesome. So what are some things you're excited about, I guess, working for the city, being someone involved in the city, what are you excited for or hopeful for, want to see going forward in the city?
So I'm born and raised in Fort Worth, or, awesome. Or born and bred, we used to say back in the day. And so obviously Fort Worth is, to me, Fort Worth is one of the greatest places on the planet. And yes, I'm incredibly biased because I'm born and raised here. This is where my family is. You know, this is the city that raised me. So clearly I have a little bit of a bias towards the city. It's amazing. But there are a lot of, so I guess for the amazing points of it, I'm excited about that. Our city has become far more diverse than it ever has been before. I remember the city a totally different way as a child. And now being an adult and a mom raising my daughter here in the city, and things are so different for her than they were for me. And so I appreciate that part about Fort Worth. And I also just love the history and culture of it, the good points anyway, of the city. It's unique in that way. You know, our city has a lot of character to it. And so I definitely love that about it. Working for the city, I came out of corporate America into public service, government life. And it is so, this is my first, public service job. And so there's a difference in going to work to improve the bottom line and help shareholders, get more money and just selling for profit and working for an organization that is supposed to be all about making people's lives better. Right. And helping people to live as great as they can in a city that you love. So I definitely have a different viewpoint from that perspective and love Fort Worth that way. As always, in every relationship, there's love. And then there's things that you wish was improved. Doesn't take away the love, but it definitely takes away the like. Sometimes. And so as much as I love the city, there are so many things that need to be improved. There's things that we're paying attention to and things that we haven't even touched or scratched the surface yet. So I guess that is part of the love of Fort Worth, is that there's a lot of potential there and a lot of room to grow. A lot of some cities are kind of set in their ways. And, when you get there, what you get is what you get. I don't think Fort Worth is like that. I think Fort Worth is definitely still a city in the making. Mm. And so that would probably be my favorite point about it. Other than just the community, most of my family's here. I have a huge family. Mm-hmm. We have a very rich history here in Fort Worth. And I think I was talking to you guys about some of the things, some folks that I wanted you guys to interview because they can also give a different viewpoint. For example, my sister, she's an artist, she has a band, and just the local artist and the local music scene. Again, that's something very unique and cute about Fort Worth. It's just now growing and blossoming. And so with her band, I get to see the city in a different way, and artists are just different anyway. So, my sister has a different take on Fort Worth, period, but there's just a lot of... I guess the best word is potential. Mm-hmm. The city it can be so much more than it is. And although it's wonderful and, I don't let anybody outside of the city talk about it. There's a lot of road to cover, a lot more to go. Our journey is just beginning, I think. And I'm happy to be along for the journey in Fort Worth.
I feel like you captured it really well. The idea of a relationship and like you love something. And like there are things that you're not going to like along the way, but that doesn't mean you don't love it anymore. So I really appreciate the way you put that.
For sure. Yeah. Being part of the Black community in Fort Worth, it has been a troubling road many of the times. Even now, like I said, being an adult here and having a child myself and bringing her along, but you know, the stories of my grandparents and even my parents are not so pleasant stories. And a lot of people in the community, you know, I can remember going to Odie Wyatt and just seeing a lot of the things that you guys discussed it too on the podcast, a lot of things with our police department and how things are not quite equitable with our education system. During the political season, we all had a lot of discussion about representation and being able to see yourself or your community reflected in the leadership that we have. I definitely was on the bandwagon with both of you when we were discussing just the apathy for voting and, you know, the numbers that were abysmal to just to be honest, how everybody was, you know, everybody was so hyped. There was so much talk. And then when those numbers came out, it was like, really, y'all? Yeah. Yeah, you know, we were marching and talking and out in the streets and risking our lives during COVID with the, you know, with masks and trying to make our voices heard. And then on that Saturday, clearly y'all were sitting at home watching Netflix. What happened, community? What happened? So, but again, it was better than it has been in the past.
Yep.
For sure. I can remember as a little girl going with my grandfather to Fort Worth to NAACP office, the Fort Worth chapter, and actually mailing out letters from the candidates that they were supporting to get people to come out to vote.
Wow.
I was the stamp licker at the office. And it was a joy, but my granddad fought very hard for a lot of, he was one of the ones that helped to integrate Fort Worth ISD school district. And so just seeing that people seem to be excited about voting and having representation, and then the numbers didn't reflect that excitement, that was disappointing. Yeah. But it also means there's opportunity.
Yeah.
There's opportunity to get it right next time. There's more work to be done. Yeah. So like I said before, I love things that are going on in this city, but there's so much more to do. And I guess that's part of the excitement of either being from here or not being from here and getting here as fast as you can. So moving here, that you know you can make an impact immediately. There's places where you can get involved and definitely make your voice heard. And you can see the work that you're doing. And I don't know that that experience is available in other cities, you know.
I would love to know, you know, I think we're both what, decade Fort Worthians?
Yeah,
like one decade. So
we got here as soon as we can.
But I think something I'm always very, I always admire people who are from Fort Worth. I'm like, wow, that has to be so cool, like growing up in this evolution. What is something that you want to make sure Fort Worth keeps from the original magic of Fort Worth growing up, that you know, I think about like Austin, for instance. Mm-hmm. They're kind of losing, you know, like they're kind of losing their magic because everyone moved there and they're starting to lose the thing that made it so awesome to be there. What is something you think we should keep it from Fort Worth that you want us to hold on to as we grow and get bigger?
I think that, and I don't know, some people in the Black community may disagree with me, but I do like the Cowtown culture. I like the swirl of it. So you can be super country and Southern, and I am basically, I'm a young woman, but I'm basically an old Southern lady inside. And so I like that you can go into restaurants and order sweet tea. And I like that we still have the Longhorns that run every day. And I like that we have a cowgirl museum that is right down the street from the Modern Museum. Like, I don't know another city where you have that kind of thing. I love that you can come and park and take a walk in Sundance Square. And, you know, that's our downtown. That's what's in the center of our downtown. Not a bunch of leafing buildings or a lot of, you know, it's a very unique feeling. Coming here, you are completely in a modern space. You know, you're down on 7th Street, or like I said, you're at the Modern Museum. Like, there are tall buildings here, but there's also lots of parks. And I still, if I go to my father's neighborhood, there's a good chance you could see somebody riding a horse and talking on the cell phone at the same time. It is an anomaly that I don't know that you'll get anywhere else but Fort Worth, Texas. That's awesome. And so I hope that that stays forever. I hope that... Now, according to my daughter, she will be getting out of here as fast as she can. So, my grandchildren in the future may not get to experience this. But again, I think if you come here, that's kind of what you're getting. You're getting the past and the future all mixed up and together. And I think we do that blend beautifully here, better than any city on the planet.
Those are two awesome conversations. We feel like kind of hit the polar spectrum of Fort Worth, of born and bred here versus moved here 2 months before the pandemic started. So we hope you enjoyed those, and we've got three more coming next week that we think will be really interesting as well.
Absolutely. Enjoy the pod. Enjoy Labor Day weekend. We will. And back at it following Monday.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Dopamine swipe, dopamine swipe, follow us, likes, double tap. Now they control your life, control your life. Dopamine swipe, dopamine swipe.